Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn four sight words, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. You write your name, I'll write mine. And then go ahead and put your pencil down. We're going to do some coloring first. If you look at your paper, you're going to see four big, gigantic, fat sight words going down the page. See that? If you look at the top one, F-I-R-S-T, see that first one? There are going to be some words next to it. We're going to stay in that section for a little while, and then we'll move down. Don't move down until I tell you to. Otherwise, you're going to get messed up. So just listen. Listen and learn, and you'll do great. So the first word says F-I-R-S-T, and it's first. That's the word, first. Let's color the letter F pink. Find any kind of a pink crayon that you can, and let's color the letter F pink. First begins with the letter F, first. She is first in line. Every time. I mean, why? Take two more seconds. Two. One. Let's color the letter I, yellow. Find a yellow crayon. Let's color the letter I. F-I-R-S-T. First. I teach first grade. That's what I do. True story. That's what I do. Let's put down our yellow crayon. Let's find a green crayon for the letter R. F-I-R-S-T, first. First. She turned her paper in first. He was the first one to use the basketball. Two more seconds. Two, one. Let's pick up our gray crayon. If you don't have a gray crayon, it's okay. You can use your pencil. And let's color the letter S gray. F-I-R-S-T. First. First. I can do it first, and then I'll let you do it next. I'll go first, then you go next. Take two more seconds. Two. One, let's find a purple crayon for the letter T. F-I-R-S-T, first. First. My kids are in the first grade. Take two more seconds and then hold on to that purple crayon. Let's count the letters in the word first. One, two, three, four, five. Five letters in the word first. Now let's practice saying it and spelling it while we sing. I'll go first. F-I-R-S-T spells first. Let's do it together. F-I-R-S-T spells first. One more time. F-I-R-S-T spells first. All right, take your purple crayon. Let's circle the word first every time we see it in that group of words. We'll circle it with our purple crayon. There are seven words that say first. See if you can find them all. F-I-R-S-T, circle with your purple crayon. If you make a mistake, it's okay. Just cross it off. F-I-R-S-T, first. There are seven of them. Count them and see if you found them all. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. I found them all. Did you find them all? Amazing. All right, so we practiced the word first. Let's move to our next word. Water. 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 Let's color the W blue. I found my light blue crayon. It doesn't matter. Just color the W blue. Water begins with the letter W. Water. Water. Do you drink water? I am drinking water right now. I have a water bottle on my desk. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Let's color the letter A. Orange. Find an orange crayon. Any kind will work. Let's color the letter A, orange. Water. Water. He got water on his work. It spilled. The water spilled. Two more seconds. Two. One. Do you have a brown crayon? Let's color the letter T, brown. Water. Are water. Water on a hot day, water feels good and water tastes good. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Let's color the letter E, red. Water. 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 You can use hot water to make cocoa or tea. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Find a green crayon for the letter R. Water ends with the letter R. Water. You can hear that last sound is an R. Water. I filled up my bottle with water. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Let's count the letters in water. One, two, three, four, five letters in water. There were five letters in the word first, which was our first word. Let's practice saying and spelling the word water in our baby voice. I'll go first. Water. You go now. Let's do it together. Water spells water. Let's take our green crayon. Listen carefully. Don't circle. Don't go ahead of me. You gotta listen. I want you to box up the word water every time you see it. That means put a box around it with your green crayon or a rectangle. Instead of circling it, we're making a box. You should be able to find the word water five times in that group. Five times. See if you can find it five times. Water. 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 One, two, three, four, five. Did you find it five times? Did you find it? Excellent. Okay, let's review. We practiced first water, and now we're moving down to B-E-E-N, Ben. Not the name Ben, a different kind of Ben. We'll talk about it. Can you find a blue crayon for the letter B? B-B-Ben. Ben begins with the letter B. B-B-Ben. This is the Ben, not the name Ben. This is the Ben as in, oh, I've been there before. Have you ever been there? That's the Ben we're talking about. Take two more seconds. Two. One. There is an E. There's two of them. Let's color both of them orange. We want them to match because we now know the word Ben has two E's in it. And this will help us remember the word. So we'll make two orange E's. Color each E in the word Ben orange. I have been there before. Or you might say, hey, where have you been? I've been looking for you everywhere. Where have you been? I've been looking for you everywhere. 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's find a red crayon for the letter N in Ben. I found my red violet one and I'm going to use it. Some kind of red. Ben. It ends with the letter N. Ben. You can hear that ending sound. B-E-E-N. Ben. Hang on to your red crayon. Let's count the letters in the word Ben. How many do you count? 1, 2, 3, 4. It has less than the other words we've worked on. Ben. Let's practice spelling and saying the word Ben in our spooky voice. Do it with me. B-E-E-N. Ben. Take your red crayon. Let's circle the word Ben every time we find it in that group. You should find it 6 times. Circle it with your red crayon. B-E-E-N, Ben. I've been there before. B-E-E-N, Ben. 6 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Did you find them all? Yes! That's because you're really smart. All right, let's move down to the last word. We've practiced first, water, Ben, and now we're working on C-A-L-L-E-D, called. Called. Let's color the letter C blue. Called begins with the letter C. C-c-c, called. I called her over here. I called and called her. Put down your blue crayon in 2, 1. All right, find your yellow crayon for the letter A. C-A-L-L-E-D spells called. He called out to me. He called out and said, "Wait, Mrs. Oldham, wait." Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, I see 2 L's. We're going to color both of the L's the same color to remember that there's 2 L's in the word called. Let's color each L purple. C-A-L-L-E-D. She called me last night on my cell phone. Called. Called. C-A-L-L-E-D. Put down your purple crayon. Let's find our green crayon and color the letter E green. C-A-L-L-E-D. Called. Sometimes. She called me Mrs. Oldham because that's my name. Put down your green crayon. Find an orange crayon for the letter D. An orange crayon for the letter D. Called. It ends with a D. Called. She called me by my name, Mrs. Oldham. All right, hang on to your orange crayon. Let's count the letters in this word. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it's our longest word, and let's practice saying it and spelling it like we're really mad because we called them, and they never answered. Ready? C-A-L-L-E-D, called. I called you. C-A-L-L-E-D, I called you. All right, let's box up the word called. Every time we find it, there are 5 of them. Please use your orange crayon. Look for the word called and box it up with your orange crayon. C-A-L-L-E-D. Called. There are 5 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Did you get them? Magnificent. Boys and girls, let's review our words. Start at the top. I'll read them going down. You echo me. First, water. Ben, called. All right, find your pencil. We're going to practice reading and writing these words in sentences. Let's look at number one. It says, the water is cold. The water is cold. Trace the letters W, A, T, E, R. Now move over. Let's write it on the line. W, A, T, E, R. Water. Let's try number two. She called me. She called me. Trace the letters and called. C-A-L-L-E-D. She called me. Write it on the line. C-A-L-L-E-D. Called. Let's try number three. He is in grade. He is in first grade. Trace the letters in first. F-I-R-S-T. Let's write it on the line. F-I-R-S-T. First. And the last one, number four, says, I have been there. I have been there. Trace the letters. B-E-E. N, Ben, and write it on the line. B, E, E, N, Ben. Boys and girls, you did it! That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.